Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Are you overly concerned about the unknown future? Constantly asking yourself, what if this would happen or that would happen? Well, then today's devotion will give you hope and confidence. Dear Father in heaven, We worship you today as we enter your very presence in prayer. And Father, we praise you for your works in creation. Truly, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you for the minds that you have blessed us with, an ability to imagine things. Lord, it is about our imaginations that we come to you today. You know us better than we know ourselves. Most of us deal with questions about the unknown. We wonder, what if this would happen? Or what if something else might take place? There are times when our what if questions move us from an attitude of faith and trust in you, a peaceful place, to a scary place where we fear the unknown. God, help us with these issues. We want your Holy Spirit to give us self-control and increase our faith so that our perspective is based on who our Heavenly Father is and how much you love us, and that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from your love. Nothing on this earth, physical or spiritual, can harm us as we rest in you to direct our steps according to your plan, that all things will work together for good to those of us who love you and are called according to your purpose. Direct our thoughts and our minds now, Lord, as we invest these moments with you. Amen.
Oh,
You are listening to Call to Worship. If Call to Worship is a blessing to you, come visit us at calltoworship.us. Our website offers many helpful features. When you visit us at calltoworship.us, you will find programs that you can listen to right there online. You can even search them by a topic. There's a huge list of programs to choose from, and you can enjoy them any time of the day and night. The playlist will tell you the names of artists you hear, as well as the title of the song and the album. In order to find a local station that airs our program, select our Station Finder and scroll down the list by state and city. You'll see where to find them on your radio and the time of the broadcast. And when you select the Resources tab, you'll find related ministries, devotionals to choose from, and a link to the Bible. All this and more at calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. As you are blessed with Call to Worship, please help us to continue with your donation to this ministry. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution, or if you prefer, your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please make a note of it. Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. Is my light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light, the Lord is my light, the Lord is my light.
In the day of trouble, He will hide me. He will keep me safe.
Salvation, the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So I will not be afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. So I afraid. No, I will not be afraid. Because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light.
Lord, we've come into your house and we've gathered in your name. It's a privilege to be here. We're so very glad we came. We can sense your holy presence and the warmth of your embrace. As we lift our hearts in worship, we bring the sacrifice of praise.
Thank you for joining us for our Christmas call to worship and praise.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved You more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that He is with me will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, for grace to trust Him.
Yeah.
God blessed me with the mindset of a thinker-planner. One of the greatest temptations for me is the what-if syndrome. Despite all of my planning and thought processes, the what-if question comes to mind constantly. This is a temptation that at times reflects a lack of faith on my part. I've discovered reminders, though, that are helping me to overcome these moments. As my brain brings up a negative what-if, I can respond with, "But God." More on that response in a few moments. The basis for our faith comes from a personal relationship with Almighty God. Listen to the instructions found in Paul's book to the church at Rome, Romans chapter 10. For Moses writes that the law's way of making a person right with God requires obedience to all of its commands. But faith's way of getting right with God says, don't say in your heart, who will go up to heaven to bring Christ down to earth? And don't say, who will go down to the place of death to bring Christ back to life again? In fact, it says, the message is very close at hand. It's on your lips and in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you're made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have not heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. But not everyone welcomes the good news, for Isaiah the prophet said, Lord, who has believed our message? So, faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing the good news about Christ. Our faith can and should rest in God himself, his love for us, and his limitless ability to meet our needs and direct our steps. Listen to Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Psalm 37. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. And then Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now let's examine the but God response to our what-ifs. There are many examples in Scripture where the phrase but God helps keep things in perspective. Look at the circumstances, for example, where Joseph was sold out by his brothers. Here is his conversation with those brothers. Genesis 45. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Here's another example from the life of Samson. He had just defeated Philistines, Judges chapter 15. And he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised? But God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again, and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof En-Hakkor, which is in Levi unto this day. Psalms 73, Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Ephesians chapter 2. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And then finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also may a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Remember, friend, when you are tempted to question and to be overly concerned, stressed out, freaked out, lacking faith by what-if questions, then follow that temptation with an emphatic, but God. Then rest in Him.
His strength is perfect. one truth that we claim. There is only one way that we walk in. There is only power in one name. And in the strong name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, we are able to triumph. We are able to stand. In the power of His Spirit, by the strength of His hand, in the strong name of Jesus, by the precious blood of the Lamb. The precious blood of the Lamb. From Him we can do nothing. By His Spirit we can do all things. Covered by His blood we are made righteous, lifting up the name of Christ our King. And in the strong name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, we are able to triumph. We are able to stand. In the power of His Spirit, by the strength of His hand, in the strong name of Jesus, by the precious blood of the Lamb. The precious blood.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word spoken and in song, as we've been reminded that we can trust God in the strong name of Jesus with all of our what-ifs. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you are not a believer, please listen. If you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. You can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find out more about the good news of the gospel. That's www.calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Matthew 6, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today.
I believe in peace and love. I believe. the sea. Never heard the sound of freedom ring. Only in his dreams. There's a lady dressed in black. Begin to fall and our stability grows weak, but Jesus meets our needs. There is.